And they're astonished at it. And I think, wow, you know, I guess they don't really understand. I got a different mindset. I guess I've become so alien in a way. Whatever. I don't know what else to do. I can only declare these things. It's up to you to believe them. For even hereunto were you called. This is what you're called to. Because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps. See, we got to be formed into the image of Christ. That doesn't just mean walking in righteousness and sinlessness. Hey, that's wonderful. It also means suffering. It also means suffering not just for no reason or for faults. I mean, suffering for our faults. Our faults, we suffer for our faults all the time. I suffered for years for my faults. I'm sick of suffering for my faults. And there's no glory in it. I want to suffer for glory. If I got to suffer, let me suffer for glory. For the glory of God. Now, most people don't want to suffer at all. And I pray that, either they come to the acknowledgement of the truth and that they could obtain glory, which is glory. But maybe it's too much for, you know, maybe. I wish that all those who would perish would live peaceable lives and enjoy the lives they have, that they could just live and die. But, you know, ultimately, God doesn't owe you anything out of existence. God doesn't owe anybody anything. He only owes himself what he has taken counsel in himself and what he wants for himself and what he wants for what he is doing for himself, which is raising up his sons. Christ is the pattern we have to follow. We're following his steps. We need to suffer for the truth. We need to suffer for the gospel's sake. I need to suffer because I'm the Son of God. That's why I have to suffer. Not because I'm an evildoer, not because of any other thing, but for the fact that I am upright in heart, that I am doing good works, that I am the Son of God, as Christ. This is what you're called to. This is what you were called to. The holy calling, you believe in Jesus, this is what you're called to. Do you understand that? As Christ died, you know, you believe that God rose him from the dead? Do you also believe that God wanted him to die? You believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know that by believing on him, you've been called to this? This is your calling? Well, I don't want to fulfill that calling. Oh, I don't. If you look at, many are called, but few are chosen. You must at least accept the calling. If you don't even accept the calling, you can't be saved. You can't say, I just want to have the salvation of my soul. I want to live comfortably and die. You say that, you can't. I don't think you can be saved because you're not receiving it in faith. You got to accept it at least. Maybe it'll never happen. Maybe you just die in peace. But I want to prepare myself for this end. And look for it. Even hope for it. Expect it. Maybe it'll never come. Maybe I'll just die in peace. What a disappointing end. But at least I'll have walked in uprightness, and I'll at least afflict myself a bit. You know, fasting, prayer, maybe as I get older, take on more challenging things in the faith. You know, preaching the gospel to people who don't want to hear it. You know, do risky things. Maybe God will lead me to things that will cause me to suffer for the gospel's sake. You know, I look to that. I expect it. I hope for it. I want it, because I want to suffer for it. Because I want to be made conformable to his image. That's the only reason. Because I want to inherit with him. I want to put on the crown of life. I want to take up the rod of iron. I want to reign with Christ. I want all of it. I don't want the low calling. I want the halfway calling. I want the fullness of what God is offering. I want everything. I want it all. You know, they say, I want it all. I want the money, the women, the drugs, the rock and roll, the fame. Forget it. I don't want any of that. I want something much better. Much more glorious. Even crazier than all that. I want it like nuts, man. Listen to this. Verse 21. Again, Hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, following in his steps. Now we'll pause there for a second. Now, not that we can go... Now, from the beginning of his life, he was that holy child, that holy thing, right? And we were conceived in sin. The blood of Christ cleanses us from the sin. He is the propitiation of our sin. He has come for the remission of sins that are past. But also, he wants to cause us to walk in newness of life. That is what the gospel comes to make us into that, to change us. So we got to be born again. See, he didn't have to be born again, though he fulfilled all righteousness. He received the Spirit of God. He was baptized because he had to want to be the full example of all the things we have to do. We have to emulate everything he did. How can you be like Christ unless you humble yourself and get baptized? You know, people say, well, my doctrine says I don't have to be baptized. Well, he definitely didn't need to be baptized because baptism is for repentance. So if you're better than Christ, then I guess you don't need to be baptized. But you know what? You can't. You can't be better than him. Jesus said, the servant is not greater than his master. It is enough that his servant be as his master. Look it. You think you can't obtain righteousness? You can at least go and dip yourself in the water, can't you? You know? It's like, that's one of the easiest ones to ask. That's almost a gimme. It's almost like Old Testament. He said, we're not baptized by works or to obtain the grace of God. We are baptized in the grace of God, believing. We are buried with him in baptism, that we might be raised with him in newness of life. He did no sin. There was no guile in his mouth. We're called to be no sinners. Look, he that is born of God, this is from 1st Epistle of John chapter 3. He that is born of God doth not commit sin. For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it. Lord, help me. Verse 23. Who, when he was reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Think about it. They're doing all these, you know, they're doing the most awful things to Christ. Things he didn't deserve, you know? Imagine they pull you off the street for the crime you didn't commit. They pull you into the station, they start torturing you. You know? And you're all indignant, right? I mean, you know, I didn't do it! It's not me! Now, I don't want that either. I don't want that. I want to suffer forever.